Continuing now onto the third and fourth Mishnahs of the chapter, which we will do together, as we will see, the end of the third Mishnah is really only understandable in light of something that comes up in the fourth, so we'll do these together. We continue with our list of things that get you lashes. Ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara alehen. Someone who eats the first fruits, which have to be brought to the temple, prior to reciting over them the mikra bikurim, the recitation that one is supposed to say when one brings the first fruits. If you did that, you're going to get lashes. Or, kochei kochim, the highest level of sanctified goods, chutz leklam, outside of the precincts of the temple. Or, kochim kalim maser sheni chutz lachoma, or you ate lower level sanctified goods. Or, second tithe, we talked about the second tithe in the previous Mishnah, that tithe that has to be eaten within Jerusalem. If you ate either of those outside of the walls of Jerusalem, you're going to get lashes. Hashover esa etzim pesach atahor. If one breaks the bone of a pure Pesach offering, the Torah says one of the requirements of the Pesach offering is that you cannot break a single bone in it. If you do that, hareze loka arba'im, you will receive lashes of 40. We'll see later in the chapter, not necessarily 40, but for now we're using this standard of 40 lashes. Aval, hamosir batahor. However, if you leave over from a pure Pesach offering, and the Torah also says you're not supposed to leave over any of the Pesach offering. It has to be consumed by the morning. But if you did leave it over, we're going to be told in a moment, you're not going to get lashes for that. We won't understand this yet, but we will when we see the next Mishnah. Vashover betameh, or if you break a bone of an impure Pesach offering. So even though you're not allowed to break the bone of a Pesach offering, if it's impure, well, then it doesn't count anyway. It's not a kosher Pesach offering anyway. So breaking that bone is not going to get you lashes, as we find the next line, Eino loka arba'im. One does not get 40 lashes. Okay, the next item in our list deals with a prohibition on taking a mother bird and its chicks or its eggs at the same time. According to the Torah, one is supposed to send away the mother bird before taking the chicks or the eggs. And we will see, Hanotel aim al habanim, one who takes literally the mother over the children, but it seems to mean you take them all at the same time and you do not send away the mother bird. So you did not do what you're supposed to do. You violated that prohibition of not taking the mother bird from on the chicks. Rabbi Yehuda omer, loke ve'eno mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says you get lashes and you don't have to send the mother bird. You might have thought, well, I can still fix this, right? The way the verses say it is, don't take the mother from on the children, send the mother bird away, and then take the children. So you might have thought, well, I can still send the mother bird away and not violate the prohibition of don't take the mother bird with the children or from on the children. Yehuda seems to say, no, you violated that, you now get lashes. However, the Chachamim Omrim, the sages disagree, and they say, Mishaleach ve'eno loke. No, you can fix this. You still can put the mother bird back in the nest, as it were, and send it away. And now you have not violated that retroactively. You have a way to fix it, as it were. And therefore, you should not get lashes for that. And our Mishnah goes on now to say, Zeh haklal. This is, in fact, the general rule. Kol mitzvas lo sa'aseh sheyesh bakum aseh ein chayavin aleha. Any negative commandment, any prohibition, anything you're not supposed to do, where there is a positive commandment connected to it, there's essentially a way to fix this. You don't get lashes for that. So since I can still send the mother bird away, I am able to avoid lashes. Likewise, this explains what we saw in Mishnah 3, where we said that if you leave over from a Pesach offering until the morning, you don't get lashes for that. Why? Because the Torah says, don't leave it over till morning. Whatever is left over, burn it up. Well, guess what? I can burn it up now. So since I have a way to fix my violation by burning it after the fact, I do not get lashes. I will also add here that the traditional understanding of this is that this is only true, that you avoid the punishment of lashes where you actually go and fulfill that positive commandment that rectifies in some way your mistake. Though the words of the Mishnah don't actually say that. It could be, it's possible to read this Mishnah as saying, the fact that there is a way to remedy your situation, even if you haven't done it yet, since you might, means you're not going to get lashes. But again, the traditional understanding is only if you actually fulfill that positive commandment that rectifies your violation, only then do you avoid lashes.